Dear Dr. Fingers, please could you help me? I have a number of questions. Firstly, what is the difference between take a decision and make a decision? Secondly, what is the difference between frontier, boundary and border? And finally, I saw this in a newspaper. An honest man. Surely it is wrong to use an, isn't it? Yours, Polar Region. Dear Polar Region, thank you very much for your email. Of course, I would be delighted to help you with your questions. Firstly, is it take or make a decision? The simple answer to that is it depends on your nationality. Let me elaborate. Generally, the Americans use the expression make a decision, and in British English, take a decision is also possible. To Americans, take a decision sounds very strange, so they may tell you that it isn't correct. But I can assure you that in British English, it is acceptable English, and you'll find it used on the BBC website and in magazines such as The Economist. However, as far as I know, there is still not yet a decision-taking process, so you'll have to stick with a decision-making process. Now, let's move on to your second question. Generally speaking, all these words, frontier, boundary and border, are synonyms and are interchangeable at times. However, frontier is often used to refer to a political division. For example, we crossed the frontier between France and Spain at Ondi. They crossed the frontier between Italy and France. A border generally refers to a division between countries that is created by a natural feature. For example, the Rio Grande forms the border between the US and Mexico. The border between much of Spain and France is formed by the Pyrenees. And finally, a boundary refers to a division in a small area, such as a village or a farm. For example, this wood marks the boundary between Sir Guy's land and Sir Fred's land. This line marks the boundary between the two villages. And finally, I move on to your last question. Yes, you are right to say that generally speaking, we use an before a word that starts with a vowel. For example, an apple, an orange, an elephant. However, some words which start with a consonant form a vowel sound, and as such they need the article an. For example, we say an MSc because the letter M is pronounced M, with the vowel sound produced by the letter E. Here are some more examples. An FA Cup match, an MA student, an honour, an honest man, an hors d'oeuvre. Likewise, there are some words that start with a vowel but have a consonant sound. For example, university, which is pronounced with the consonant sound U and as such requires A rather than an. Here are some more examples. A user, a university, a universe, a U. Well, Polar Region, I really hope my explanations have helped resolve your linguistic problems. Yours, Dr. Fingers.